podcast about relationships that I'm sure you'll love. Follow Kaylin and Egypt as they discuss the ins and outs of their relationship. This week we discuss family values.
Hey everyone, this is Kaylin.
And I'm Egypt.
And this is Relationships. So welcome back everyone to another wonderful episode of Relationships with Kaylin and Egypt. Right. So this week, before we begin our episode, I need everyone to listen up. You listening? Okay. So we believe in order to have a successful relationship, the following should be discussed: marriage, family, and religion. So today we're going to start off with religion. So I know there are many different religions in the world, and there are many different people in the world, and not everyone has the same views upon religion, but when it comes to certain relationships, some people do take religion as a staple as in their relationship as far as if they should be together or if they should not be together.
Yes. And you know, some religions, you can't marry outside of your religion. So that's something you have to consider as well. But if you find someone that you love and you want to spend the rest of your life with, it's a toss-up. You have to decide, Do I want to stay faithful to my religion?
Or with the person who I fell in love with. To bring up an example of a friend we have, if that's okay, Egypt?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Just want to clear the air, you know? Not going to say any names, but we do have a friend who...
She was supposed to do an arranged marriage,
and she decided not to, and decided to marry someone who was
outside of her religion,
and she took a firm stance on it, and, you know, the two of them are now married, but that's just an example that, you know, sometimes you love conquers all kind of thing, and It overtakes like your beliefs, even something that you believed all your life, like something that you followed all your life, like love will come through, take over your heart and let you experience something that you never experienced before.
It's really a toss up. Like, you have to decide, is this really something I want to do? And is this the person I want to spend the rest of my life with? Because luckily for her, she was able to choose and continue on with her, I guess, her daily routines. Yeah. And her family still accepts her for who she is and what she decided to do.
Right.
So always keep that in mind.
Yeah. And always, this is just my view of things. I feel as if no matter what your religion is, and there are some extreme religions out there, at the end of the day, when it comes to your family, they should always support you in what you do. Especially when it comes to like somebody you really want to be with. We all have those family members who are, you know, difficult to love, but they're still family at the end of the day. And if they do something that's, you know, you may not approve of, they're still your family, so you should always take that into consideration.
I agree.
So that's definitely a topic of discussion. If religion is something that's, like, really big in your life,
that should be the first, one of the first things that you talk about. When meeting someone or dating.
Right. And, well, not, like, sitting at the table on the first date, like, hey, my name is Kaylin, what's your religion? Like,
well, I think... on the first date, I think it should be discussed.
Like, on the first date, though?
If religion is something that's very important to you. For us, it's not. I mean, it's important, but.
Okay, so let me just say this. Because there's dating and then there's talking. So,
and I said dating, not
so talking. Just like, we're going out to dinner, like, once a week or
but
something
you,
like
don't
that.
Don't you talk before you date?
Let's put a definition on it right now, then. Because
talking,
dating to me,
you got to start with talking. Okay, talking becomes before.
But the thing
dating.
Is, people use talking in a different way too. So look, this is my definition. So there's talking, like we're just communicating through text. Then there's dating, like we're going out and enjoying each other's company. Then there's talking.
Okay, all right, get out, get out.
Because
no. This is a whole another episode.
No. But let me just put. I'm just gonna put this there.
This is Caitlin's opinion.
Because when we're talking, it's like I'm not talking to anybody else. But the talking is like, oh, I'm just talking to Jim and Ruru. I don't know. But when we talking, ooh, that's different. I don't know. Anyway, but like I said, my opinion is so I don't think this is a first date topic.
You're saying there's three stages, and you shouldn't talk about religion until the third stage?
The second stage, like when we're casually going out.
Is dating.
Okay, but you was talking, whatever.
I cannot deal.
Anyway, so moving on. Silly. We definitely think marriage is like the next topic of discussion, because if your goal, again, it's what you personally believe, is to get married, mm-hmm. or if it's based on religion, dating someone with the same religion.
Go hand in hand.
Like, kind of, yeah. And the same thing with our next topic, family. Like,
yes,
if you have in your head that this is what you want in the future, let's not talk short term. You know, people think really short term nowadays, like, oh, I just want a boo for the winter, or I just want a little side thing for the summer. Like, thinking long term in your life, if this is something you want, like family, you want a big family, you come from a big family, you want family.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk to that person and they like, you want to do some role playing, Egypt?
Sure.
We're on our first date. Yeah, so you know, my goal, and this is me, Kaylin, that's Egypt. Yes. Yeah, so my goal is to, eventually have a big family. I come from a big family, and...
Oh, and, I don't want a big family.
Well, pick up your side of the check. Date over.
Essentially, that's how it should be.
I mean, not right there and then, but most likely...
Because you're going to be wasting your time. I forgot the lady's name, but the lady from The Real, she got married...
Is that a show?
Yeah, it's a talk show.
Oh.
It's a really good talk show, actually.
Oh, I don't know.
But she got married, and her husband knew that she did not want kids. And now, I don't know how old she is. I would say maybe she's 40. I don't know. This is just a guess. And they've been married for a while. They've been married for a while. But now he wants kids.
Oh, and she didn't know that at first.
She never wanted kids. She told him that she didn't want kids, and he was fine with that. And now it's like, oh, I want kids. So now they're not together anymore.
Yeah, and that's
so they spent
a marriage of how
all
long?
All that time. They were together for all that time, invested so much time, and now they're done.
Yeah.
So that's something that you should definitely... talk about.
And definitely, because time, especially now, is like the most important thing. We barely have enough time during the day to do the simplest things like errands. Like, you want to spend 10, 12 years with somebody, or 5, 6 years, and then find out like they don't want the same thing you want. Definitely a discussion to be had.
Yes. And same for marriage. It's not just about like having kids. Like, some men, well, I guess women too, but in my opinion, mostly men, they know if they want to get married or not.
That's also true. I'm not going to speak for, like, the whole male, you know.
Yeah, I'm just saying, in general, more men than women know.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Because for me personally, like, growing up, I knew that I wanted to... one of my goals in life was to get married. Like, I wanted to share with somebody, like, well, be able to share with somebody, like, my thoughts, be able to be stupid and goofy with them, like, find that one person. But a lot of people see marriage as, like, anchor to their life. And I can understand that, too, not because I personally feel it that way, but just because I understand, like, some people see, like, marriage as... oh, you get married, oh, your life over, bro. Like, mm-hmm. like I've talked to people who are married, and they explain it to me as like, oh, it's a, you're going to be locked down. Shorty going to be asking you where you at. But all of that can be squashed if your relationship is where it's supposed to be. Like, mm-hmm. Egypt don't be texting me, like, where I'm at. Because she already know where I'm at because I told her. Like, you know what I'm saying? And when she go out, like, I don't be tripping that if a dude buy her a drink, like, you know, that I don't think she going home with him. Like, I already know, like, when me and Egypt go out, I be trying to get her to get drinks from dudes so I don't got to pay for them. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's that trust, that communication. Like,
communication.
Oh, Lord. Go back. I forgot what episode that is. Go back to episode whatever and listen to that. Communication. Because that's always going to be the root of every, you know, relationship. But mm-hmm. getting back, you know, on topic a little bit. Sorry. Getting back on topic a little bit. Back to, like, when people get married, like, you have to also remember that there's two people in the relationship. Like, you're not in it by yourself. So if you really are a loner type person who wants relationship, you gotta kind of
change your mindset. It's a partnership. Like,
yeah,
it's a partnership, and it's a lot of work.
All right. So last but not least. Family involvement. So me, Egypt, behind the scenes, like, we talked about this topic because, like, our families are very close to us. We are very close to both of our, like, on both sides. Mm-hmm. We're very involved with both our families' lives. But there are people who have families that they don't want involved in their life, you know?
Yeah.
Or they might want them involved to a certain extent. So the first thing we talked about was when you're raising your kids, like, everybody has a different method a different method of raising their kids or a different outlook. There we go. That's what I was looking on how their children should be raised. And I don't know. I just think that when, you know, you're raising your kids, like, I do believe it takes a village to raise a child. Like,
yes, for sure.
I think that there should always be, like, I don't know, like, different inputs, but, like, you should be able to filter.
Not too much.
What you mean by that?
Like, you can get outside advice, but you don't want too much infiltration?
Too much.
You don't want too many people to get inside of your family. Like, right, it's right, good to have outsiders involved in involvement. Yeah, it's good to have outsiders involved in your family, but you don't want too much outside involvement because the children aren't going to know what to do. Like, who do I listen to? Well, my mother told me this. My grandma told me that. Auntie told me this.
Right.
Or, well, she doesn't let me do that. Why do I have to do it at your house? Like, you want to make sure you
just consistency across
instill those core values that you have.
I agree with that because there are people who have in a family. There's an immediate family, like, okay, like, my immediate family would be my sister and my mother. Egypt's would be, you know, her sister, brother, mother, and father. But then you have, like, I don't even know. What's that layer extended outside? Family. Extended family, but they're still your family. Like, aunts, uncles, mm-hmm. cousins, uncles. I don't know what you call them. Like,
yeah.
That when they come around, they want to put their two cents in. Or, like, so, depending on your family structure, like, when you're raising your child, like, that all determines, like, how your family interacts with them, I think. Because, for one, I'm not going to have my child around a family member who thinks that raising their, and this is just an example, like, raising their child free range, like, that's a thing now. Mm-hmm.
Like a chicken.
Like, raising your child free range like a chicken, like your child is like an animal, like, no consequences, no instructions, no expectations, like, you a chicken. Like, I didn't have a chicken, I had a child. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm definitely not going to let you raise my child. Not raise my child, but have input in how I raise my child.
Exactly.
Because
And we don't have children yet, so obviously some of our views are going to change as we get into that stage. Because we could definitely say, oh, I'm not going to do that. I would never do that to my child, blah, blah, blah. But then as soon as we have a kid, turn around and switch it up. Like,
but it's important to think about that. Like, because you don't want to
get into a relationship.
Or not even get into a relationship. Get into a mistake sonship. Like, what? Like, you know, there's
accidents
happen. There's people I be looking on Facebook, Instagram, like, yo, they having a baby. Like, oh, I'm happy for them. But who knows? Some of them might not want a baby right now. Some of them might fell into a situation where they're having a baby now and they didn't talk about that with their partner.
And if they didn't talk about it,
they're going to find out.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting conversation because...
Right.
Let's talk about spanking. Like, if we didn't talk about spanking and then we had kids and you out there, didn't I tell you not to do that? And I'm just like...
Whoa, there, brother, slow down.
I never saw this side of you. But if we didn't talk about it, how are we supposed to know? Like, that could make or break a relationship. Yeah. Or not even a relationship, a marriage.
Especially, well, I just want to say, I feel like parenting now is, like, a little bit too lax.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand, you know, kids are humans. Like, they have their opinions, especially now. And they definitely, their opinion, like, are now more, their thoughts and opinions are now, like, a lot more, structured and, like, they make a lot more sense. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just the way they look at their feelings and, like, how they view things. Like, I know when we were growing up, like, a lot of, well, I'm not no millennial. I ain't calling myself a millennial. I grew up in the 90s. Like, it was more like, do what I say. What's the saying? Do what I say, not as I do type of mentality. And now it's more like, okay, let's sit down and talk about things. But I feel like some things, especially in the African-American community, like, are non-negotiables. Like, no, you're not going to talk back to an adult. Like, I still don't talk back to my mother.
It's not cute and it's not funny.
Like, I'm not your friend. Like those,
oh my gosh, she's so cute. No.
No. Like, because wait till she get 15, 16 and then she start trying to whoop your ass. Then it's not going to be cute and going out, walking out the door, doing all these type of things. Like, all those things start when you're young. And again, like, those values that you instill in each other, you know, not instilling each other, you talk about to instilling your kids is important because, just like I said, the way kids are coming out now, like, they be talking back to their parents, they watch YouTube, and they think that they can do whatever they want. They think they can just run you in the house, like...
So what are your views on spanking?
I believe, so, I feel like there's a difference, like, there's beating your kids and, like, there's disciplining
like
your kids.
Like a little pop, like.
Yeah. Like, I feel like now, like, talking with your kids and, like, setting those expectations, like, don't do this. But if they do it, all right, come and get a little pinch. You know what I'm saying? Come get a little bit of this fire. You hear me?
But not, like, back in the days. Like, I don't know. Yo, it was
especially
crazy
growing up
in a
West Indian family, all right? I love my mother. Let me tell you, my mother was the best mother, is the best mother in the world. But let me tell you, I've been threatened with pots, pans, bags of rice. Like, which child ever got asked a question like this? You ever get hit with a bag of rice? I'd be like, no. She'd be like, you want to? But, like, never threw a bag of rice at me. But those type of things, like, kept me in check. But I feel like now, when you deal with kids, like, I feel like, especially with our kids, like, I want to talk to them, but I also want to let them know. You can get that fire if you want it. But let me just tell you right now. What about you, Eden?
I feel the same exact way. I mean, we already spoke about it, so obviously I feel the same way. Because if we didn't, then we would not be here today. Hello.
Yeah, okay.
But, I'm not spanking my children, like, back in the days when our parents used to get spanked, when my siblings used to get spanked. Me personally, I only got spanked once in my life, and that was because I witnessed spankings and I did not want a spanking.
Let me tell you something. I was slow back then, I guess, because like I used to just do dumb stuff, get conduct referrals sent home. I used to go put padding in my pants, grease up that butt. I don't feel it, but like yeah, definitely my outlook is different.
What about? So we're not gonna do all that spanking, but what if our parents want to spank our children? How do you feel about that? It ain't happening. Like, even with my nephew, like, I can't see my parents spanking my nephew. Like, he's just this...
Yeah.
So that's, nice, I feel like, smart, handsome, young... Can I say handsome young man? No.
Young
child?
Young kid. See, handsome, that's what I'm saying. Like, people see kids as adults. Like, no, they're but still kids. But
he's mature. He's mature and he's smart.
He's mature for his age.
Exactly. So it does depend on the kid, but yeah. I don't see my parents spanking my children or my nephew.
No, but yes, I agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like they can discipline them in the same way that we discipline them if they are doing things. Because kids, they try you. Mm-hmm. Like, they home with you, they cool, they chilling, and they go over to Papa's house, and they want to act their ass.
Acting brand new.
Don't worry. Trust me. And if them kids knew that if I didn't say this to Papa before, your ass would be getting towed up. You know what I'm saying? So, definitely in the same way, so there's consistency across the board. As far as, like, other... Yeah.
Yeah. So, in regards to family, let's talk about, like, our upbringing and how, like, our families raised us. And, like, do you think that should be something that you speak about when... talking to someone or dating or talking?
Oh, I mean, I don't think upbringing really matters.
It's not as important as the other two.
I think it's your feelings. Well, no. Okay, so upbringing doesn't matter, but it's how that person formed out of their upbringing. Like, I could have came from a poverty-stricken house, but now, like, okay, you know, I have a job, I'm making money, but, like, that doesn't mean I want to be still in a poverty-stricken house. Or I could have come from a abusive home, but if my views is like, okay, I'm going to abuse my kids, like, okay, no. But if my views are like, because I came from that, because my upbringing was abusive, then I want to do things differently, you know?
So what about... smaller, less drastic things. No offense. And not that you weren't.
Yeah, you know, but I understand.
But, like, TV. What time to stop watching TV? Or who play with. Sleepover. Stuff like that. Like, my children, they are going outside to play. Because that's what I did.
Right.
That's how I met some of my best friends.
Send your kids outside.
Like, no, you're not going to stay on the iPad all day. You're not going to sit in front of the TV all day. I'm going to have a mandatory set time where you're going to have to go outside.
Smell the fresh air.
And don't come back inside until that time period is up.
Right.
But I want our children to want to go outside.
Right. Riding bikes, scooters, skateboards, like... Yo, bring out the wire. Come on, get the little double dutching going.
Yes.
But just like you said, like, our upbringing, I feel like there are some things that we enjoy so much as kids that, it should be transferred over to our kids. Like, go outside. Enjoy the fresh air. One thing that I have to say that I mentioned to Egypt a lot was that there's something from her family that I want to incorporate into mine. Which was, like, a lot of family dinners, like... And I feel like a lot of people don't sit down at the table and talk with their kids anymore.
Mm-hmm. Like, how was your day?
Yeah.
Just sitting down at the table with your family and talking. Like, that's something I remember and something that, like, I appreciate. Just having that family time. Because even now, it's just me and Kaylin, like, in the house. But we sit down, we have our cute little dinner, talk about our day. And I want to be able to do that with my children, too.
And I just want to say, really quickly, like, from a teacher standpoint, because everybody knows I'm a teacher, right? Okay. Like, sitting down with your kids is important because things happen at school. Kids are bullied. Kids are mistreated by their... And I deal with first graders, like, at an elementary level. Like, kids are mistreated by their teachers. Kids are... Not saying I do, but there are kids out there who are mistreated by their teachers, or things happen that their teacher don't see and that they experience, but they don't say anything because to their parents or to their teacher, because they might not have that, feel like they can voice that to their parents. Mm-hmm. And I feel like having those dinners, having that time with your kids,
yeah,
not just handing talking. Them an iPad or a phone because they're annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Look, kids are annoying.
Yeah.
Bottom line. But if they're sure. your kids, they're going to know you for the next 18 to 20 years.
Exactly.
Like,
and I noticed that, like you said, you appreciate that my family does that. And that's something that's been passed on from my family to my sister's, like, her new family. So, like, I can see why yeah. that's something that you think is important.
Yeah. It's just important for building community, trust, relationships, like, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so our advice for this episode would be just make sure that when you're talking, dating, or talking, as Kaylin said, to someone, make sure that you talk about those things that are important to you early on in the relationship, because
right.
you don't want to be surprised later down the line or somewhere down the line and, like, just
yeah
wasted all your time. Like, you could have yeah. invested that into something else.
Yeah, my advice as far as family values are, if you don't know what you value in your, like, your family, or if you don't know if you want a family, but if you don't really know what you want when you have a family, take that time to reflect so that you know what your own expectations for yourself are.
Or what you value.
Or what you value. Because if you don't even know what you value, you get in a relationship, you start finding out that you don't like the things that the other person values. So, like, take the time to get to know yourself first. Like, a lot of us don't know who we are or, like, what we want to do. Like, take the time to get to know yourself. Once you do that, when you go into a relationship, you know what you'll tolerate and you know what you won't tolerate. So, taking that time to get to know yourself, to reflect, to be one with yourself before you can completely give yourself to another person and share those values is very important to me. And I feel like that's how me and Egypt have been able to even begin thinking about having a family and starting a family and what we're going to do once we have that family.
Yes, and stay tuned for our next episode, episode 11, Opposites mm-hmm. Attract. And yeah, that's it for today.
Relationships.
Later.
Relationships. Anybody want to get a sip of this? Sip of this. And if you know me and EG Baby.